7.
Very much pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. Again, my hope and my prayers are that we are all benefiting from this blessed month of Sha'ban in order to prepare ourselves for entering into the divine banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the holy month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our efforts worthy, to accept our efforts in this month, so that we may enter into His divine banquet, you know, being full and not, you know, trying to attain something that, you know, it is impossible for us to attain because we have nothing to assist us in attaining it in the blessed month of Ramadan. In our previous episode, we introduced a book known as Ethical Discourses by Grand Ayatollah Nasser Makarim Shirazi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate him and, you know, give him a longer life. And that was volume 1. So in this segment, we will be introducing volume 2 of this book. Obviously, we'll be mentioning again the same kind of things we mentioned then, just for the benefit of those who may not have heard that episode. And, you know, just kind of going on from there. So, inshallah, please stay tuned for our next segment.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. So, again, to recap, the book that we would like to introduce in this particular program is titled Ethical Discourses, 40 Lectures on Ethics and Morality, Volume 2. Volume 1 was introduced in our previous episode. So, again, the book was, or rather, the lectures are from Grand Ayatollah Nasser Makarim Shirazi, Hafizahullah, and the book was translated by Brother Salim Bimji and published by the Islamic Publishing House in Canada. So again, as introduction to this book says, the second of two volumes containing the transcribed lectures of Grand Ayatollah Nasser Makarim Shirazi on a range of topics, mainly dealing with ethics, morality, and self-building. Now obviously, these three particular topics are something worth looking into in this blessed month of Sha'ban. For it is in this month where we kind of, rather it was in the previous month where we should have started. But if we have not started, or if we did not start in the holy month of Rajab, in this month of Sha'ban that we have just entered into and we are in the beginning of it, we can make movements towards the improving of these three particular qualities in ourselves. And hopefully when we do enter the divine banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're able to take more advantage from that blessed month. In our previous episode, we spoke about the biography of Ayatollah Nasser Makarim Shirazi. So as we mentioned in this particular book as well, or in this particular volume, the translator and the publisher brought a short biography, which is exactly the same as the first volume. But as we mentioned certain things in the previous episode, we will not repeat it. We will mention a different part from that particular biography. So there's one heading that mentions political activities. It's a very short paragraph, and we will end in this until our next segment. So political activities. His Eminence was also very active in the early days that culminated in the Islamic Revolution of Iran. And it is because of this fact that he was thrown into the despotic ruler's jail many times. So Ayatollah Nasser Makarem Shirazi was actually put in prison because of the activities that he was doing at that particular time. In addition, he was exiled on three separate occasions to three different cities. However, after the revolution, he was appointed to the First Council of Representatives and played a pivotal role in writing the first constitution. So this is some of the activities, and we can see that he was must have been really active for him to be exiled three times. And one of the things about the exiling of the ulama and the great scholars during that time, it actually backfired on the ruling party at that time, because it gave the scholars the opportunity to teach people who they may otherwise have not been in contact with. This is one of the blessings and one of the plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that occurred at that time. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be reading a part of the text from the book. So please stay tuned.
Sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. The book that we have introduced to our dear listeners in this the month and the glorious month of Sha'ban is titled Ethical Discourses, 40 Lectures by the Grand Ayatollah Nasser Makarem Shirazi, translated by Brother Salim Bimji and published in Canada by the Islamic Publishing House. So to get straight into it, Discourse 4. So the first volume had 20, the second volume has 20. This is the fourth one from the second volume. So Discourse 4. Good of this world and the next life. Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam has said, so before the actual English, the Arabic translation was brought. The Arabic tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was brought, and this is the translation of that tradition. My father narrated to me from his father, alayhi salam, that a man from Kufa wrote a letter to Hussein ibn Ali, alayhi salam, which stated, O my master, inform me of a program to follow which would contain the goodness of the world and the next life. This is important. So in this month of Sha'ban, inshallah, we can follow this program that the Imam gives us to attain both the goodness of this world and in the next. The Imam alayhi salam wrote back to the man, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, whoever seeks to please Allah by displeasing the people, surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be sufficient for him in his affairs with the people. The person who seeks to please the people through displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will leave him to the whims of the people, and peace be upon you. What a beautiful tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, quoting Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. In many instances, we see that the pleasure of the Creator and the creations are at opposite ends of the spectrum. If we seek to earn the pleasure of the creation, of the creations, then we end up distancing ourselves from the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we seek the pleasure of the Creator, then we must distance ourselves from the pleasure of the creations. In this instance, what must we do? So, Father, what must we do? Inshallah, our dear brothers will go and read the book itself. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to practice the teachings of Islam in this blessed month of Sha'ban, to enable us to enter the holy month of Ramadan with, like I mentioned, with full ammunition in order to use it to attain the blessings that are contained within it. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim. on RIB English Radio.